Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
President Donald Trump is expected to issue a permit for a rail line connecting Alaska and Canada. In a late Friday tweet last week, the chief executive said he would be issuing a presidential permit for cross-border rail between Alaska and Canada. President Trump cited the influence of Senator Dan Sullivan and Representative Don Young for that decision. The Alaska-Alberta Railway Development Corporation has been working since 2015 on plans to build and operate a railway connecting the existing Alaska Railroad to northern Alberta. Construct Connect in Canada reports the $17 billion project could connect all of North America to global markets through Alaska Tidewater ports. Once constructed, the A2A railway will transport varying commodities, including oil, grain, and ore, in addition to containerized goods. Officials say the proposed 1,600-mile line also would reduce transit time for products moving between Asia and North America. More on that story on our website, RadioKenai.com. The amount of donations to a fight over an Alaska oil tax ballot initiative has exceeded $17 million, with the vast majority contributed by big oil companies opposed to a tax increase. One Alaska, the opposition group to the proposed Fair Share Act, reported raising $15.4 million as of Friday, according to the Anchorage Daily News. Most of the opposition money has come from Alaska's top oil producers, ConocoPhillips Company, ExxonMobil Corporation, and Hillcorp Alaska LLC, the three companies that would face tax increases under that act. ConocoPhillips and Hillcorp donated another $1.5 million to the group in recent days, while ExxonMobil added $1 million, a report filed with the state campaign regulators had said. The group raised more than the initiative supporters by a ratio of 15 to 1. Vote Yes for Alaska's Fair Share received most of its $1.1 million in donations from oil and gas attorney and initiative chair Robin Brina, records showed. The Alaska Chamber raised $2 million to oppose the Fair Share proposal, with all but 500 of the funds originating from ConocoPhillips and Hillcorp Alaska. Voters will decide the ballot measure as part of the general election November 3rd. Brina said his side spends money on digital and radio ads and other forms of communication rather than more expensive television advertising. The fundraising by both sides appears to have outpaced any previous ballot initiative. According to Willis Lyford, president of Bright Strategy and Communications, Lyford said that he would expect it to be a record, who has participated in five ballot measure contests in Alaska and whose company is leading the marketing effort for the tax opposition. Lyford also said the U.S. Senate race between Republican Senator Dan Sullivan and Democratic-nominated independent Dr. Al Gross has reduced television ad space and increased ad costs.
Shell is seeking an Alaska lease extension but has no plans to return. With more info, let's go to KSRM's own Anthony Moore.
Oil company Shell is seeking an extension of leases it holds in Alaska as a way to make the leases more attractive to a potential buyer and does not itself plan a return to operations in the state, according to spokesperson Curtis Smith, who said on Friday. In a Friday statement, Shell said it has no intention to operate these leases, which originally were purchased in 2012 and are due to expire in 2022. If Alaska approves Shell's application, Shell will transition to an alternative operator and fully divest out of the venture, according to the company. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.